Imagine you are walking alone at night, no one's around, and all of a sudden, a fog comes in and you hear the wailing of the banshee. Hello everyone, welcome back to Myths and Legends. Today we're going to be talking about the banshee. I am your host, my name is Shry. The banshee. Where did she originate? That's what we're here to find out. The banshee itself actually originates in Ireland. It's known as the best known and most feared spirit, and is generally a female. I've not actually heard of it being a male, but we'll see if we can find any instances of that. She is also considered to be an omen of death. The banshee roams the countryside. She can be heard wailing whenever she predicts someone's death. The word comes from the Irish banshee, which translates as Woman of the Fairy Mounds. Her appearance does actually vary, as it can be a young, beautiful woman, a stately matron, or an extremely ugly, frightening hag. Usually the banshee is dressed in gray or a white hooded cloak. You might not always see her, but you can almost always hear her mourning cries at night whenever someone's about to pass on. Those who claim to have seen her describe her with long hair, which she runs a comb through, similar to tearing her hair out in anguish. There's actually a belief that she only appears to a select number of families, namely the main Irish families, depending on who's telling the story. It could be the O'Neills, the O'Connors, the O'Briens, the O'Gradys, the Kavanaughs, whichever one's actually telling the story. The banshee doesn't actually harm a person she encounters. There's a completely different female spirit who does that. That one is the Lianhan Sid, or Lianhan Shi, which is a beautiful woman who attracts men and leads to their downfall. We'll look into that another day, maybe. So while the banshee is a part of Gaelic folklore, she's actually also appears in Scottish, Welsh, Norse, and even American folklore in many different forms. She's also can be known as the crying woman, or I'm not even going to pronounce this correctly, but Banshante. I do apologize. I probably butchered that. Yay, horrible pronunciation. All right, so the origins of the banshee is actually a quite ordinary compared to all the tales that everybody's heard of. In medieval times, during funerals, a woman would take the role of the keener. The keener would sing sad songs called Cawnid? It's the Irish word for crying at the gravesite. There was a lot of good business when it came to being a keener, and families would pay very well for someone who was talented enough to do it. The best one always attended the funerals of the biggest and most well-known people, and they were very sought after, as the more people mourning the funeral, the greater the person was actually claimed to have been. For the most powerful families, they actually believed that a banshee would come and keen at the grave. Fairies, presumably being more talented singers than humans, it would obviously be something that you would want at your funeral back then. The Irish phrase actually became anglicized to be banshee, and over time the stories developed and morphed into the ones that we've heard of today. The fact that keeners were paid in alcohol and ended up as elderly alcoholic women who were banished from the towns and villages that they grew up in also adds to the myth. And the first known actual written record of a banshee story is Sean McCraith's Craithem Thord I'm not even going to try that one, but it translates to Triumphs of Turlough. So originally, when it came to the myth, the banshee would appear to people who were about to suffer a violent or painful death, murder included. And later on, she would wail outside their doors at night, usually around wooded areas, but was rarely ever seen. Cynics and realists who claim the story to be nothing more than an old wives' tale said that the wails are actually just barn owls or vixens crying in the night. If you ever heard them, they actually do sound similar to it. In case you're wondering, this is what a barn owl sounds like when it's screeching. Doesn't sound very happy, does it? As for a vixen, this is what it sounds like when they scream. So I could see how those two sounds could actually be considered the sound of a wailing banshee, at least for skeptics. So they do actually sound similar to it. It's actually said that the banshee was usually described as an ugly elder woman dressed in white or gray with long silver hair, and occasionally she would take the form of a crow, stoat, hare, or weasel. Animals that were typically associated with witchcraft in Ireland. So looking into it a bit more, it does actually state in one of the websites that I'm looking at that the origins of the banshee is not entirely known, though it does seem to be Irish creation, which makes a lot of sense because we usually associate banshees with Irish folklore. In fact, Disney did an entire movie about the banshee that's not very well known. However, it does actually, like, all the characters are Irish in it. And the whole goal of the main character was to get a leprechaun's gold and in the process, unfortunately, his wife passes and that calls the banshee to him, and the banshee is kind of more freaky in the Disney version than any other version I've seen, at least to me, because instead of actually showing what she, you know, showing a woman with white hair or pronounced crying, which we actually do see in one of the stop motion animations that were done for holidays, this particular movie had the banshee as a green outline of a woman in a cloak. So that was kind of interesting. There's actually a theory that suggests that the legend originated from the cry of the barn owl, as you just heard. And during ancient battles, the armies would start marching at dawn, and their movements would startle the owls that were just settling down to sleep, and the birds would screech down and fly, or screech and fly down, as down and away as the army approached, and their cry would alert the opposing army of the coming threat, and many would die in the confrontation. So the owl screeching cry came to be like a sign of death. The unfortunate thing about the whole banshees being the forewarning of death was that the Sidh are actually known to be noble creatures, and banshees did develop a bad reputation, and everyone started to believe that they were cursed and they feared them. The banshees really, there's no evidence actually saying that they killed anybody, except for maybe scaring them to death. I mean, what would you do if a woman suddenly came at you? She had long white hair. She was crying profusely, seemed to be tearing her hair out, or maybe even like washing her clothes or something. And she suddenly came at you and started just wailing at you. That would obviously scare anybody. I'm sorry. But anyways, so mainly they do have a disembodied chilling cry. So I could cut, you could kind of understand where they would get scared. There's actually stories about murdered young women or mothers who died in childbirth becoming banshees, but they do, I looking through all the websites and doing all the research that I've been doing, there's a whole bunch of different types of appearances. The old woman dressed in black with long gray hair covering her face with her veil. Kind of sounds like the woman in black. An old woman with long hair or long white hair and red eyes dressed in a green dress. A deathly pale woman with long red hair dressed in a white dress or even a shroud. A beautiful woman wearing a shroud. A beautiful woman with silver white hair wearing a long shimmering silver dress carrying or using a silver comb. Or even a headless woman, naked from the waist up, carrying a bowl of blood. Ooh, that one would be very terrifying if you had a problem with blood. So, sorry about that. My audio was on and someone sent me a message. Okay, so, the she, spelled S-I-D-H-E, but it's pronounced she. I may have pronounced it incorrectly before, and I apologize about that. So they could often tell right away when a family member had died. So the banshee would begin the morning rites of wailing, and the cry would pass over the Irish hills faster than a message carrier could travel. And the wailing of the banshee was basically the first news of death in the family. So the deceased, if the deceased were a great or a holy person, several banshee would appear together and sing their mournful songs together. And then they would appear just before death to warn the family of the impending loss. Most of the time, the first person to hear the banshee screech is basically the first person, or the person who's about to die. However, there's no actual proof of that, seeing as if you hear a banshee, technically, could the screech of the banshee actually not scare you to death? Especially if you weren't expecting it. Middle of the night, everything's quiet, and then, yeah, that would definitely scare somebody. But about that screech. So, it does seem to be like it's, there's a huge debate about it. In Leinster, it's said to be so shrill that it shatters glass. In Tyrone, she sounds more like two boards being stuck together. In Kerry, her call is low, pleasant singing. Everyone basically agrees that you can hear her from a distance at least. And some report hearing her cry many nights in a row before a death occurs. And others say they just hear it just once on the night of the death. Or there's even been some incidents where the banshee cried for a person who was perfectly healthy, but they found them dead within a week from some freak accident. While many, if not most of the stories are that she comes at night, there are a few accounts of hearing a banshee around noon. Terrifying. If you weren't expecting that, that would definitely freak you out. There's actually, I'm actually looking at something right now that says that the banshee was thought to have once been a normal woman who enjoyed life. So it does seem interesting that some of the stories come out and say, oh yeah, she was originally a woman who was alive. And some of the stories are saying, oh yeah, she was born, she was a fairy who basically could just tell that someone's gonna die. Well, that's kind of interesting. And around Ireland, there's actually wedge-shaped rocks where they actually could call them banshee chairs, where the banshee would sit and cry for general misfortunes if there was no death to be attended. It's also believed that when a family emigrated from Ireland, the banshee would follow. If she didn't, she would stay at the family seat and basically lament about them leaving. So, besides the dread you feel at hearing her cry, the only, like, the only other fearsome activities you hear regarding the banshee, because she is relatively harmless, is that she seemed to knock on doors and windows. Again, she is not the violent she. It's actually the Yanshi, which is malicious. There's also another manifestation of the banshee, which is known as the Banigh, N-I-G-H-E. She is the washing woman. It's more attributed to Scottish folklore than Irish, and instead of crying, she would wash the bloody clothes of the person about to meet their death in a local water source. Her appearance was generally thought to be the same, although she was sometimes washing her own clothes instead of instead of someone else's. There are a lot of books on Irish fairy stories that say the banshee were particularly associated with families with names that had an O or a Mac at the start, but it doesn't actually tell us much, since practically every family name in Ireland at the time banshee was a popular folklore was most families had O or Mac in them. Give me one moment. Okay, so a couple of famous stories about banshee is that, as well as warning families of an upcoming death, the banshee liked to cry at the crowning of a true king. One reported case of this happening was at the crowning of the legendary Brian Boru, who overthrew the O'Neills and began the O'Brien dynasty. Possibly the only example of a human banshee appearance was in 1437, when a woman purporting to be a seer approached King James I of Scotland and correctly predicted his murder at the instigation of the Earl of Athol. In 1801, the banshee paid a visit to the commander-in-chief of the British forces in Ireland. He had attended a party at Dublin Castle and invited a few guests back to his home in Mount Kennedy. Afterwards, the guests, Sir Jonah Barrington and his wife, woke up at 2:30 a.m. to what described as a plaintive, what he described as a plaintive sounds coming from outside his window. His wife and a maid were also awoken by it, and the sound later turned into the name of Rossmore being screeched three times. The next morning, they were told that a servant, having heard odd sounds from Rossmore's room at 2:30 in the morning, entered to find him dying. Woo, isn't that spooky? So while the actual origin of the story, or of the banshee, is pretty hard to find, the historians have traced the first stories of the banshee back to the 8th century. Which is basically when the keening was believed to have started. It's also possible that banshee could be, like, if a banshee were a spirit of somebody who had once lived, it's possible that they could be someone who decided they wanted to continue watching over their family in death, or even somebody who liked to cheer for the death of their enemy. As according to Celtic-WeddingRings.com, they have some pretty interesting images on there as well, actually. So most of my information that I searched today could be easily found on any Google search, like just Google it. There's a lot of interesting things that you can read while skimming through or even doing your research, but I'd have to say the Banshee was one of the most interesting ones that I've researched more recently, and I do apologize, it's been a while since I posted something. Almost 2 months. But it's been hectic, and I do apologize for that. Anyways, so Banshee were, to me, I think, a very good representation of a fairy story from Ireland, or even one that holds up pretty darn good if you consider the fact that it goes all the way back to the 8th century. So today I'm going to end it with one more interesting fact about Banshee. Some people believe that they are fairy queens who were driven underground by the arrival of humans. Isn't that an interesting little tidbit? Anyways, so this is Shry signing off. Until next time, I hope you enjoy today's Myths and Legends episode.